Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
Previously on The Bert Show.
I'm engaged and I am supposed to get married in September. Okay, so my mom died a few years ago. And she promised my older sister her wedding dress that my mom got married in. But now my sister is not with that guy anymore. She doesn't even have a boyfriend. She's kind of nowhere near getting married. I really, really, really want the dress.
Okay, that was Lee last week. And just a couple of minutes ago, older sister Molly called in. This is her take.
I kind of feel like I'm getting slammed. Not just me being like, no, this is my dress. It's the fact that my mother gave me that dress for my wedding and not with the instructions for me to wear it on that wedding day. And like, I know this one didn't work out, but there will be future weddings.
Yeah, so why can't you share it?
Because that's, my mom didn't want it to be shared. She gave it to me to be worn at my wedding.
Okay, so we really have to define two things here before we go to your calls, and people are very passionate about this. First, the instructions. You said your mom gave you instructions about that dress. What exactly were those instructions?
The instructions was that I was supposed to wear it, and that, you know,
were there one. Did she specifically say that your little sister was not allowed to wear it? That's the only instruction that matters.
She didn't specifically say that she was never allowed to touch that dress.
Okay. And the second thing to refer back to before we go to calls is the point that Jeff made, which is a very, very, very important one, I think.
I watch a lot of CSI, a lot of Law and Order. But the last thing that you said is, as Bert put you on hold, and the reason that we picked you back up is... you said, I'm trying, something, I'm paraphrasing, but I'm trying to do what my mom would want me to do, or something along those lines, which in my mind kind of light bulb went off and made me think that you are putting what you think your mom's wishes would be on your little sister in form of restricting this dress. So the question that you were unable to answer, it was supposed to be a yes or no question, is... do you think your mom would be unhappy with your little sister getting married to this person?
And this is only yes or no. Yes or no. Yes or no. Yes or no.
Yes or no.
Yes or no.
She would support Lee in any decision, but
Did she
would support, and it wouldn't be like, you know, she wouldn't talk to her Christmas or something like
that. Would she approve of this guy?
Maybe she wouldn't approve. Like, she's, you know...
That's
Lisa's not. Littlest daughter, no. So she has very high expectations and maybe wouldn't think, like, this guy is of the highest caliber for her daughter, but that's, like, coming from, you know, a mom point of view, and I think she just didn't...
Do you approve of this guy?
Yeah, he's fine.
That's no.
That's a lot
Because I think that maybe...
murky water there.
Without your mom, you're trying to step in and play mom to your younger sister,
which I don't think is fair.
Here is...
Well, she's not asking for my dress. She's asking for my mother's dress. So,
her mother too. It's hers too.
Yeah. Her mother's
Both
dress
of
too.
Here is virtual listener Treasure once in on this. Thinks we're being too hard on Molly. Hey, Treasure.
Okay. Hi. Hey, guys. Hey. I love you guys.
Thanks.
I'm like a gold star listener. Like, you know how I'm a list of the gold star lesbian.
Uh-huh.
I've been listening to you guys since I was in middle school. Ooh. But I think you guys are being a little harsh on her. I'm an older sister, so I know how it is, and I just think you guys aren't understanding. And isn't it kind of selfish for the younger sister to ask to use that dress?
No.
Go ahead, Wendy. You seem to be most passionate about this.
I'm an older sister, and I would never do this to my sister. I would be more than happy to share something that was my mother's because we both love my mother to pieces. There's no way I would even think about denying a dress to my sister, especially that belonged to somebody we both love and care about.
Yeah, but this little sister was just like, she's not getting married. I mean, the way it was kind of condescending, and she was just like, look, give me the dress, and because I deserve it. And it's just like,
I think you're interpreting the story based on if you're the older sister or you're the younger sister.
Absolutely. But I agree with Wendy. I don't think so, because I think she's giving older sisters a bad name.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have I'm an older sister of a younger brother, and it wouldn't be a dress that we shared, but if it was something to share, to have a part of his wedding day that was from one of our parents, of course I would give it to him. I think she's giving big sisters a bad name.
I will say, because once again, you know, in my family we have lost a parent, and so I get the nature of that being a little heavier than a normal situation. But one thing I said to your younger sister, and I will say to you, is that she's more important than this dress. So whatever decision you make about the dress, your relationship with your sister is more important, because of all the things. I never knew your mother, but I can pretty much confidently say that the last thing your mother would have wanted is you and your sister to fight over anything, let alone this wedding dress that was hers. So she would feel like she's causing this fight. So I think that your sister's more important than any of this, and I just think that y'all have lost sight of that.
No, I don't want it to affect our relationship. Like, again, I love my little sister, and I want what's best for her. And, you know, like I said, I'm going to support her through whatever decision she makes. But, like, she knows this. Like, she knows what I'm talking about. Like, she can't expect, like, the full support of what she thinks, like, is entitled to her from our mom.
Here's Ashley. Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My point is, I'm a younger sister, and I have an older sister that acts like Molly. My mother, too, passed away, and there's more of a possessiveness with the older sister than there is the younger. But my point is that Molly said that her mom loved her fiancé and gave this, wanted her and her fiancé to enjoy this dress. So does that mean the dress is just going to hang in the closet since she's not marrying that guy? Because she can't say, well, my mom would approve of anybody I married.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's no way to know.
True.
So basically, you're going to hold on to this thing until you get married, as long as it takes.
Well, yeah. I mean, I do plan on getting married, and the dress was given to me for that purpose, for my wedding. And, I mean, it's not like I'm being so more possessive than Lee. Like, Lee won't give it up either. She wants the dress just as much, you know, as anything else, too. So it's not like I'm the only possessive one. She could just get over it and get a different dress.
Are you jealous?
I have to stand in for my mom here. Like, it's fine. She could have whatever dress, you know, if it wasn't connected to my mom. I would give her, if she wanted any dress I had, I would, you know, give it to her. I even offered to pay for half of whatever other dress she wants to get.
She should pick out a $40,000 dress.
You've said something twice that really bothers me, in the fact that you're standing in for your mom. Like, you are your mother's daughter, and so is she. Like, when a parent passes away, it is not the responsibility of the child to step in. Unless your little sister was 10, then I get it. Mm-hmm. But you're both adults, so you are not your little sister's mother. Let me repeat that. You are not your little sister's mother just because your mother passed away. So I think you need to get out of that mindset. It's not your responsibility to do that.
Is it going
to
make you feel good when you see her walk down the aisle on her wedding day not wearing your mother's dress? Are you going to feel some sort of, like, vindication?
She won't know, because she might not be there.
I would think that you would feel guilty. Like, once you get your way and your little sister doesn't wear the wedding gown down the aisle, and she's got her brand new gown that she purchased and she's not wearing your mom's, and you have it stashed away in your closet for your special day, are you going to feel good about that?
No, I'm not going to feel good if my little sister's upset, but she needs to understand, and she already knows that, like, this is not, it's just like, if your mom all through her life was like, never, like, I don't know, never wear white after Labor Day or something, and was always, like, adamant about something, or you just knew how she felt about something, and then as soon as she dies, you're like, oh, now I'm going to just, like, wear, like, obviously that's a very, like, not big example, but go and be like, well, I'm going to wear white after Labor Day. Like, isn't this fun when, like, mom's not around, that this is how I'm going to act? Like,
you're using the word adamant, though. I mean, she wasn't adamant that you get the dress in and your little sister doesn't, though. Hey, Amara, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hey.
I think she's being ridiculous. I mean, this is her sister, and if their mom is gone, and what would make her happy would be to wear their mother's dress. I think by all means, if she could get it, that is just ridiculous. This should not even be this big of an issue.
Here is Debbie. Good morning. You're on Q100. Good morning, Debbie.
Hey, good morning. Listen, I know a family, and I'm an oldest also. So anyway, I know a family where four girls shared the mom's dress. Mm-hmm. The oldest one asked the mom if she could use it. The mom gave it to her. The second one was engaged. The older sister had the idea, why don't you wear the dress? Each time, the girls decided this amongst themselves. By the time the last one got married, the mom had passed. But each time when they would rework the dress just a little, they'd save the pieces that had been taken off. One girl had something put back on. It was always a form of the mom's dress. And the neat thing was they would, in the back of the church, display a picture of the mom in the original dress.
That's awesome. Is there any chance of any kind of compromise for you at all, Molly? Like, would that be an option for you, or it is, this is my dress, this is the way mom wanted it, and there's no halfway?
I don't know what the halfway would be. I mean, I'm glad that that worked out for that family, but, like,
I think that's so sad.
Not what, like, it's about.
I told
my
you,
mom
that's
wouldn't...
That's why I told, that's why I told the younger sister it's not even worth the fight. My thing is, I'm sorry for your mother, for your loss of your mother, and I hope that you and your sister can keep your relationship strong or get it stronger. But I knew there's no compromise.
Right.
There's none. I mean, she's made her decision, and mm-hmm. that's it. So little sister has to say, okay, I have to get another dress now because older sister doesn't want me to have it.
There's really nothing
it's,
that anybody...
I don't want her to have it. My mom wouldn't
your,
want
why?
You're interpreting
why?
That.
Your mother never said okay. that.
My mom would not approve of, like I said, the man she's married...
What is so wrong with
there
that?
There it was. There it was.
What is so wrong with
there
this guy?
There it was.
Jeff
my
was
mom
right.
would not approve
there
of what?
There it is. Jeff was
what
right.
What is wrong with this guy?
Save that.
Jeff was
there's
right.
There's nothing wrong what with him. There, he is a very nice guy. It's just my mom...
Why?
Came from a different generation, and she definitely
oh,
had ideas.
Oh, he's not,
like,
is he not your race?
Well, I mean, he's Colombian, so whatever.
Yeah, he's not.
He's Mexican.
Not. No, he's not Mexican, he's Colombian.
He's Colombian, he's very nice, but
wow. Oh, wow.
My sister's fully aware of my mom. My mom was a lovely person, but obviously
right,
everyone, not perfect, and you wish you could change, you know.
So your mom's position, you think, would have been bummed that your sister is marrying somebody of Latino descent. So you're holding on to the dress to.
I mean, not even descent. He is he's from Colombia.
So
he speaks Colombian. He's like
he drinks Colombian coffee.
Uh huh.
He's like,
now, just so now, before we go too far into this, because I obviously would
Jeff
your mom,
you got it.
I know. Would your mom be okay with you talking to Bert, who has taken Rosetta Stone?
He hasn't swallowed it like a pill. He's taking a Rosetta Stone with a little bit of whiskey.
I'm not sure
if you know this or not, but Bert has made love to the woman we call Rosetta Stone. Is he okay to talk with you? He is laid with Rosetta.
I am this close to passing a Rosetta Stone right now.
I'm so sad for her.
Molly, we're going to go because there's no way that anybody could say anything today that's going to make you change your mind. So good luck
just
with
good
it. I hope this doesn't get in the way
y'all.
Of you and your sister because it's going to. It really is.
Right. Well, hopefully she can look past the dress and just
Well, you
can
look past the person she's marrying to.
Okay.
I'm so mad.
She's not going to change her mind.
I'm
she's
so
not going to change her mind from the
I can't
start.
Stand her.
No,
I'm so mad.
That's done.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.